My name is Anne-Gabrielle Boucher, and for my mentoring project, I picked journalism. I was drawn to journalism because I was interested in interviewing people and finding more about the world around me. I also have always liked old movies, and many of them have journalists trying to find out some juicy fact that can make the front page. I think being able to write an article so well that it draws the reader right in is something that is hard to do. Journalism allows you to be creative through your writing and really explain the story as if everyone was there. I had two mentors. My first mentor was Tina Yu, a full-time reporter at the Bainbridge Review. From Tina, I learned that a journalist is someone who can ask perfect strangers any questions. A journalist is one whose occupation is to write for any of the public news media, such as newspapers, magazines, radio, television, or the internet. Also, an editorial or other professional writer for periodical. A journalist is also someone who keeps a journal or diary, which is what I did after every meeting with Tina. Tina also showed me how to lay out a newspaper for preparation for printing. There are 6 columns in the review. The big news goes on the front page with a colored picture. The second page contains what is left over from the first and a small story. Page 3 is a continuation of page 2 plus an article on art or business. Page 4 is editorials and letters to the editor. Page 5 includes photos of the community and Kith and King, or Seen and Heard, which is a community news page. Page 6 is publicity ads, 7 is sports, 8 is county news, and 9 is the calendar. The paper often extends to 10 to 12 pages, and the final page always is obituaries and police blotter. A rough draft is then presented to the editor and each journalist for proofreading. In learning how to format the newspaper, I learned that the headline comes first, followed by the deck, which is the paragraph under the headline that describes the article. Then comes the byline, which is the line under the title or the deck of the newspaper, which gives the author's name. There are 3 types of quotes. A journalist writes, Mary says, Mary said, or just the facts. There are also different types of quotes. There is the zinger quote, which starts the article with a bang. This might be a juicy quote or strong opinion. The Zen quote is the final touch that ends the article. Tina and I communicated via email, and she let me know when she had something interesting for me to learn. I was able to accompany Tina on 2 interviews for the review. For the first interview, I accompanied Tina when she interviewed Jesse Middleman, an 85-year-old Savoy Lindy dancer. I really enjoyed this interview because I like swing dancing and music. Later during the interview, Jesse danced for us with his favorite partner, Linda Townsend. While they danced, Tina took notes on the music and how the dance looked. It had never occurred to me to write down those little details that really make the article seem as if you were there. I also went to a second interview with Tina on Katrina McDermott, the owner of the new shop, Clutter. During this interview, I learned more about note-taking. An article always needs good quotes, so when the story is easy to grasp, you just take down the quotes and important names or numbers. That was a very important lesson, so for the rest of the interview, I took down quotes. To learn more about writing and interviewing, I went to a Field's End workshop. Field's End is a writer's community that offers different types of workshops. I attended the Writer's Roundtable, which is given monthly. The workshop invites writers or poets to speak to an audience interested in learning more about writing. The topic of the evening was, how does an author know what questions to ask in an interview, which was perfect for my interest of interviewing. The guest, Fred Moody, an investigative reporter and author of a book about Microsoft, talked about his experiences as a journalist, writer, and interviewer. I learned that when interviewing a person, it is best to know as much about the person before the interview. Preparing is almost more important than interviewing. Learning as much about the person helps you not to cover what has already been covered elsewhere. The hard thing about interviewing is when the person doesn't talk freely or doesn't say anything and is just a piece of wood. When this happens, a little trick is to sit there staring at them silently, not saying anything. The person, feeling awkward with his silence, will start talking straight away, trying to get you to talk. Group discussions then followed, and each group was given a question about interviewing. The first question was, how much of yourself are you supposed to put into your writing? Some answered, put your judgment aside, give them their choice of opinion, don't state your opinion, and keep your mind open. The next topic was, when do you know when to stop asking questions? The answers were, you can stop when you're being repetitive. Intuition and curiosity are a good combination to know when to stop. Be aware of your audience. A third topic was about the self-editing process, what you want to write about, what the story is, what is the point of the story, and why you want people to read it, and also critical editing. It was a very good workshop and gave me some good tips. I learned that writing is an experience that takes a lot of work and time, but when you have worked for years, writing and interviewing comes to you more easily. The next step I took in my exploration of journalism was to visit Sound Publishing, where The Review and other newspapers in the Sound Publishing group are printed. John Williams, the head of the plant, gave me a tour explaining how the paper is printed. When I arrived, a loud, deafening noise could be heard coming out of a big, white, open, three-story building that looked like a huge garage. Inside the garage, there were huge machines, a bell that rings when the paper runs out, and huge stacks of paper up to the ceiling. One machine was for color, and the other was for black, white, and blue ink. Buckets of ink were stacked up against the wall, and I had to be careful not to get spattered with ink because there was ink everywhere, on the floor, on the machines, on everybody. The paper goes up, down, and across the machines. It comes out folded and slides into pile. In the back of the plant, there are people who were bundling up the newspapers for distribution. Outside were big recycling bins. There are about 44 times full-time employees at Sound Publishing. It was quite interesting to hear the history of how the printing press and the review were once in the same room. Everything at the plant used to be done by hand, from taking the pictures of the articles to putting it in the press. The plant now works with more refined machines, and instead of taking pictures, everything is transmitted from the computer onto an aluminum plate and then onto the printing press. My other mentor was my father, Philippe Boucher. He has written many articles for newspapers, has been interviewed on the radio and television. He recently created Voice of Bainbridge, an internet radio station, and many blogs. With him, I learned about a new revolution online called blogs. He has created dozens of them. A blog is short for weblog, and a blogger is someone who owns a blog. A blog is an online log of whatever the author wishes to record. Blogs are a record of daily news, articles, references, personal experiences, pictures, and connections. I think of it as a live journal online. A blog is similar to websites, but much easier to make, more dynamic and interactive. It can be personal or public. When you go to a blog, you can comment immediately on the content or format, which makes it more of a conversation online. I learned how to make a blog on TypePad, which is a free hosting service for blogs. How you use TypePad is up to you. You can publish anything instantly, be the sole author, or share a weblog with friends, family, or colleagues. You can post your vacation photos, comment on the news, keep a private journal. I decided to make a blog about my mentoring project. My blog includes a detailed day-to-day history of this project. The first thing I found out was it's not easy to invent a title for a blog. Decisions are hard to make, and I have a hard time making them, especially on designing and styling things. So, if you don't have anything to say, then a blog is useless. Since TypePad has a selection of layouts, I decided which one I wanted, then I had to choose where I wanted color. I had to constantly remember to click save, otherwise all my hard work would vanish. The main thing to ask yourself when you make a blog is, what am I going to put on it? I had a fun time picking colors, pictures, and styles for the blog. Even if you are not a journalist or graphic designer, the blog looks very professional. It was nice to share a bit of myself with others and be creative. This is a way for anyone to express themselves freely. If you would like to read more details about my mentoring project, you can go to http:// blogsofbainbridge.typepad.com/leblogdan, which is over there on my visual display. Finally, to learn more about journalism, I interviewed Lynn Brofsky, a graphic designer. Graphic designers create a pleasing layout from text and graphics. The design might be a brochure, a logo, a web page, or an advertisement. Lynn is self-employed. She does everything from designing logos to clothing branding and product planning. Lynn works at Yes Magazine, where she is the artistic director. I really enjoyed talking with Lynn because I like graphic designing and Lynn is an artist. Graphic design is a major element of the press. A graphic designer makes things more attractive and easy to read. I experienced many different aspects of journalism during this project. I learned that to be a journalist, you have to have an open mind and notice details. You have to know yourself and your opinions. A journalist has to understand the ideas and stories before they can write about a subject. When interviewing, it is important to keep an open mind and not focus on your personal ideas or opinions. It is also important to know what is going on in the world and how it affects the culture. Journalism is not an easy profession, and some people are really good at it. And I don't think I will ever look at a newspaper or magazine the same way I did before doing this journalism project. And I'd like to thank Tina, my father Philippe Boucher, my mother Patricia Erskine, and Cindy Smith for supporting me all through this project. Thank you. Any questions? No? Okay. Noah, yes? I don't know. I think so.
Okay. I was hoping maybe I could copy down the web too.
Yes.
It is.
Izzy?
I think you did a good job.
Thank you, Izzy. Rachel? People can post comments on blogs and send my address to other people of the blog. Okay. And the school would like to thank Philippe Boucher, and I don't know if Tina is here. I don't believe so.
Right. So
Mr. Boucher.